It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement from Hippocrates Wellness. It's great to be with you. I don't know where you're sitting or driving or dancing or laying, but just lay back. We have a lot to talk about today. So many years ago, I was talking to one of my friends in Santa Barbara, California, and they said, you know, there's somebody that I know that you'd like to meet because this lady has been working with advanced cancer patients, as Anna Marie and I have since we were kids in our 20s, and she's working with them on mindset. She's a doctor, a PhD psychologist. And we met, and I believe we instantly fell in love, and we began to do programs in California, where part of the Hippocrates team would go out, and we'd rent a facility. We'd do 1 and 2 week programs, Northern California, Malibu, Southern California, and it worked like a gem. And we started to develop an understanding of how much was missing in cancer care, even in the so-called holistic or alternative field, how much is missing. Because everyone sort of had their specialty. They did some type of a new approach to healing cancer, but it was all the same old paradigm. And that paradigm was, we heal you. Well, what emerged out of this relationship with Dr. Ranicki is we realized that nobody heals an individual from cancer or any other disease. That what you do if you're a good practitioner and honest and humble is you get the people to know and understand and believe and give them the tools to do it to heal themselves. And that's what we've been doing at Hippocrates now for nearly 70 years. Dr. Jan went back. She, I think, in some way likes to torture herself. Got her medical degree, so now she's not only a PhD psychologist, but a newly minted medical doctor. Dr. Jan, nice to have you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brian and Anna. Great friends, and like you said, we all fell in love instantly, and I trust that spirit of just amazing enthusiasm we all have for bringing what we consider is the vision, I think, for the future of medicine and healthcare, and actually demonstrating a new model that does incorporate and integrate it all.
That's exactly right.
Dr. Jan, you were in partnership with this great Carl Simon, and tell us about that time.
Yes, that was, I consider, a privilege and an honor. I met Dr. Simonton when I was a kid in a way, doing my graduate work at Southern Methodist University in Dallas and then starting my doctoral work. Mm. His wife, Stephanie Simonton, was in my doctoral program. That's how I met her. And she said, hey, I'd like you to meet Carl. We're interviewing for a couple of positions. We have people leaving. They had just come out with the book, Getting Well Again, in 1978.
And he was a conventional oncologist, a cancer doctor before this, right?
Yes, he was a radiation oncologist. Yeah. And he had trained at Travis Air Force Base, and he became interested in just noticing the story telling him, and he began to listen and put it together, and he noticed that these people that had the old will to live, if you will, they just did better.
So let's repeat that statement, because nobody discusses this out in the world other than Hippocrates and our programs. They'll do 100% all well. Say this that term again, all well.
Meaning that they will, those that tap into that will to live,
yes,
have superior outcomes. They have longer survival times. They alter more often the course of their disease.
Yeah. So now you began to work. I believe you worked with him for a quarter of a century and traveled all over the world. And uniquely, he would only work with people with advanced stage 4 cancer. Is that not correct?
Yes, and we worked together from 1979 when I was a kid to 2009 when he passed, and it was a privilege for 30 years to both train and then work and then really be his colleague. And in the beginning, he was only C stage 4 disease because of the pilot study and the guidelines of the research. So it being a kid and just being introduced into this, it was much like you and Anna Maria learning this. I didn't really know any better. I just knew that people came to us from all over the world with advanced metastatic disease, and we told them that no matter how sick you are, it's possible to get better and get well.
Yeah. And so what tools, except talking and inspiring people, what tools did you guys have?
Well, I really, in the beginning, it was mainly the tools of a person's imagination and teaching them how to utilize what already existed inside of them. Because we didn't have really all the additional holistic therapies and the nutritional supplements and the even the nutritional protocol that at Hippocrates Wellness that you guys have brought and have been demonstrating for 70 years. But what we did is that we took what we had and could cultivate and help people believe more in using their imagination to alter the course of the disease. And we saw it work. And the interesting part is we kept it pretty simple. But we had people practice it methodically every day. And in the beginning, in order to come into the treatment program, people had to have gotten the book and be practicing this visual imagery process three times a day and, in a way, convince us that they were motivated to come and change their life.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
So you actually validated that they were the appropriate person who could actually potentially heal themselves.
Yes.
Now let's broaden this conversation, because a lot of people listening out there, I'm sure, are quite interested in what we're saying. I know one of the original research projects he did, either at the University of Texas or University of Oregon, back in the day when electronic games started, the first one was Pac-Man. We all remember the little yellow head, round head, with the mouth that opened, and it went all over the screen and it ate things up. So you ask anybody at that point what a Pac-Man is. So the people he worked with cancer, advanced metastatic cancer, he would say, sit in the room, close your eyes, visualize, as you pointed out, use your imagination, and start to picture that these Pac-Men are eating your cancer cells. And is it so that across the board they got an average of a 10% drop in cancer activity within 5 minutes?
Well, now that's a good question. I'm not sure the time period of that, but I think the research has gone on to show that pretty immediately there is an upregulation in the immune system and in the natural killer cell activity.
Yeah.
When people can not only imagine their white blood cells engulfing the cancer cells, but that they can imagine this with an excitement. And it's the excitement, the bringing the emotion with the imagination of it that seems to really mobilize that potential.
That's great. When we come back, we're going to talk about the team that you, Dr. Jan, Anna Maria, and I assembled, the top, most advanced progressive doctors in the field of cancer therapy, progressive cancer therapy. And that's what we now call the Hippocrates Wellness Comprehensive Cancer Program. We'll be right back.
Hippocrates Wellness Institute has a cancer program led by some of the top practitioners in the world to assist you in your journey to wellness. Please call Hippocrates at 561-471-8876. 561-471-8876. Now, back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now, here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria
and Brian Clement. Today, we're on with Dr. Jan, who's part of our faculty, leader of our Hippocrates Wellness Comprehensive Cancer Program. We have people from all over the world that come here to West Palm Beach to attend. And a number of years ago, I was invited to in Denmark to speak with the renowned Dr. Rao, who runs a clinic, an advanced progressive clinic for reversal of cancer in the Alps of Switzerland. And very seldom am I really impressed, to be honest with you, with a lot of these experts. With him, I was instantaneously taken in. And for the 3 days we spent, he spent half the time speaking, I did. The room was filled with only physicians. And I saw his authenticity, I saw his experience, I saw his depth. And I saw something in him that was uniquely different than what we did at Hippocrates. So we invited him to come and join us as part of the faculty for this. So you've been over to Dr. Rao's in Europe a few times, so address that.
Yes, and I met him when he came here. I brought 30 doctors over to Hippocrates Wellness during a January when he was doing a public lecture at the Palm Beach Convention Center. And I was fortunate again to kind of step in and host for you guys that evening. And I went on to then go over a number of times to Switzerland and get certified in his particular model of Swiss biological medicine. It's a beautiful fit with what we're doing here at Hippocrates Wellness, because he really is looking at addressing cancer as a metabolic disease and building on the pillars to restore metabolic balance and regulation. So the enzyme-rich, the medicinal cuisine of the plant-based protocol that's used here is goes hand-in-hand with the work that he does in restoring GI health, now that we know that 70-75% of the immune system is actually housed in the GI system. It all begins to even more make sense to us why this is so important. But he does a combination of again, focusing on restoring GI health, restoring metabolic regulation, meaning looking at the key systems of the body and noticing what is off and what needs to be upregulated, strengthened. He uses different kinds of technologies to do that. He uses live cell therapy. He uses a lot of the really the kinds of treatments that are not as available in the United States, but that have amazing impact on treating the energy of the body. So he reignites the life force in people, and he regulates metabolism. And putting that together, it fits like a hand in glove, like I said earlier, with what we're doing. Because when you address the lifestyle aspect and regenerate the qualities that already exist in terms of turning back on that spark to balance the systems in the body, things just start to turn back on and the body takes a rhythm. So he uses, like I said, the Sanum products. He uses a lot of his own natural supplements, but really very much it's akin to what we're doing. He has a vegan restaurant. It's part of his clinic, and people stay at a hotel. And so while they are there getting the therapy, they're also involved in healthy nutrition and education. So he's really become like an alliance partner in what we're doing. He comes regularly, and we begin to then put together his Swiss biological medicine model with what we're doing with regeneration work in terms of lifestyle, psychoneuroimmunology, and the holistic therapy that we're using. And it's just a real, as I see it, home run.
Well, I can tell you that what we're saying here, to put this, we have the Europe's top doctor, Dr. Rao, part of our faculty here at Hippocrates in West Palm Beach. Dr. Simonton has passed, but his wife is part of our faculty. Yesterday, we're in the middle of a program now. She was with them on Skype. And we're now going to talk about the contribution of a colleague of ours who we've known for about 20 years, Dr. Maharaj. And Dr. Maharaj actually studied with the pioneer, or one of the top pioneers, in stem cell research in Scotland, where he lived. And Dr. Maharaj and Hippocrates, with quite critical cases, cases that were mortal, let's just put it that way, have been able to help people sustain life and thrive. One of the great stories I remember, we had a very young man with two young children from Britain, a lovely guy, and he had been through all of the treatments, and he was close to death. He came over on a plane, struggles, and I knew that he was on the way. And I called Dr. Maharaj and said, how can we help him? And together, and he's part of our faculty too, this young man didn't only heal the cancer, his hobby now is to run triathlons and marathons. And this goes back at least a decade ago, it happened. So now we have one of the most powerful stem cell doctors who's doing more than just stem cells at this point in fashioning and changing the biology of immunity and genetics within the body with mass experience. So this is the most powerful team of professionals on the planet. The people who are at the top created and pioneered visualization and imagination and the conquest of disease. People at the top of the field of stem cells. People at the top of biological medicine from Europe. Anna Maria, who ran a clinic in Sweden, was the most renowned clinic in all of the world for inflammatory disease. And what we've been doing at Hippocrates for 70 years now. And it's sad to me that more people haven't come here, because the results we've seen. Why don't you talk about some of the stories, people who've been through this program over time?
Well, not the stories are very similar to the stories that I originally had and saw and experienced with Dr. Simonton 30 years ago. And even though we've added to the big composite of what we're offering and that people can do that make it even more effective, watching people that weren't supposed to get better get well, all the way from someone showing up with a diagnosis of pancreatic cancer that traditionally has not been a very favorable kind of diagnosis, and people often have not been extended much hope or, even options many times.
Yeah, limited.
To watch them not only do better, but be able to shift and to be able to, through using holistic therapies, the nutritional value of the plant-based medicine, really, that's in the foods, in the drinks, to use the power of their mind to restore the confidence and the certainty that they can be better, and then to see someone like with the diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. And as we all know, this hasn't happened just once. This has happened a number of times.
Oh, yes. Hmm.
And so we see this. This is just, we become believers because we see it with our own eyes, and we see this with every kind of diagnosis possible. I'm often asked, well, is there a certain kind of diagnosis that responds better than others? And I go, look, this is a systemic illness.
Yeah, it doesn't. Once you're ready, it doesn't matter what has been labeled.
Right.
You can reverse anything if you're willing to live and thrive and not just look to survive. So, I mean, the amazing part of this is how we're an enigma. We're the most advanced institute on the planet for this. And if you talk to many, many, many professionals, they would downplay it. And these are the very people that are giving zero hope, no hope, that there's nothing that can be done. They will offer a treatment protocol that statistically, the data shows globally, at the end does not really succeed. And how do we get this to be mainstream? Now, we want doctors to do this. This is why we have doctor days. We want to support people. We want to, by the way, give this opportunity to people who are suffering and lost and confused and desperate in many cases. And how are we going to get this to be so mainstream that this is in every major hospital, every country in the world, every institution, and taught in medical schools?
I think that we are going to do that by stepping up and realizing that we're the leaders that are important to be leading this and demonstrating it, that instead of waiting on any of the institutions to change, yeah. right? Yeah. That we're going to play a part in the change by showing how we're part of the medical care. We're not separate from it.
Yeah, we're not adversaries. Matter of fact, the opposite. We're pro right. pro people, pro patient, pro yeah. well-being. Actually, what we take oaths to do, what we stand for, is to help the suffering. And that's what we all should be. When we come back, we're going to open up to all of the ideas that you may be considering at this point. But believe me, allow your heart to lead you. We'll be right back.
Hippocrates Wellness Institute has a cancer program led by some of the top practitioners in the world to assist you in your journey to wellness. Please call Hippocrates at 561-471-8876. 561-471-8876. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we are here with Dr. Jan Ranicki that we've worked with for so many years, and we love her so much. So, Jan, because you're leading our comprehensive cancer program at the Institute, how do you actually give people the confidence to come and to heal? How do you do that?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it is something that innately most people, so many people, just want to have because they know that doubt is eroding their spirit mm-hmm. and that doubt that they could get better, whether it be something from a communication that's been given to them by, you know, part of their medical team or a facility or whoever, really. But it's almost like innately they want to have a sense that they can get better. And from that, that hope ignites enough that they start to see they actually physiologically feel better from just tapping into that possibility. And then they have more energy. And then they have more strength. And then all of a sudden their vitality starts to catch back. And deeply, I find that there's something across all bounds of all people, so many cultures and, you know, ethnic backgrounds that come to us, so many ages and educational backgrounds, but there's something in common, and that is that innate sense that what it takes is an instinct. And that instinct to follow is the spark. It is bringing the spark of life to them. And I love to play with that and build on it because I think the confidence builds on itself. And with it, there's a momentum that gets created. And then the momentum actually adds to more certainty. And as you guys know, when people start having that certainty mm-hmm. and they start having a sense they can do it, yeah. it just catches on like a wildfire.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's living with inspiration that you manufacture within your spirit, and that's it. And most of us don't do that. We don't fabricate anything that is of importance except negativity and struggle and obstacles. You know, most people, when I listen to the conversation that they're having with me and other people, are already setting themselves up for failure. It's very rare that people liberate themselves to such a point where they set themselves up for healing, for success, for happiness and joy. And this all makes a lot of sense when you think about yourself. Some days you've been sitting there, you're tired and you know, I wouldn't say you're depressed, but you're melancholy, and somebody walks into the room that you love and you bounce up, you get excited, you hug them, you kiss them, mm-hmm. you have a joyous thing. That's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. That very thing, you can capture that level of enthusiasm and energy and self-respect and love and trust and unwavering belief that there's nothing except love in your life. That will create healing.
But you also need to be around people that are supported, that are positive, that lifts you up, you know, because a lot of times people say, no, you know, this is not going to work. And yeah. Everybody's worried about you failing.
Yeah, that's it. As a matter of fact, what we hear chronically is how everyone's family, before they come to Hippocrates Wellness, say, oh, are you sure this is going to, are you sure you're going to do this? Mm-hmm. I mean, rather than support them and say, my gosh, we're here to love you and support you and help you. Mm-hmm. You know, the majority, I mean, the overwhelming majority have been discouraged from taking charge and responsibility. So, Dr. Jan, let people know all over the world how they can get in touch with us so that they can experience complete transformation.
Yes, and I think it's exciting now because we are doing a four-week cancer program. So people come in every month, and they have the time to actually make the changes they need to make and to feel a strength inside themselves that they've shifted, and they'll be able to carry those back home in terms of relationships, behaviors, thought patterns, you know, ways of actually knowing how to do some of these healthier activities and the nutritional protocol. And so for anyone who either has cancer or knows someone that is has been recently diagnosed or has been diagnosed actually for a long time, please call the Institute. 561-471-8766. The program specialist department will be happy to give you information about the program, how to register, what's included, and all the specifics. We're excited to be in an environment on a 55-acre campus that is staffed by a team of people that actually create this milieu where it provides instantaneously a comfort zone in life with a belief and a spirit that healing potential is infinite and possible, and there are no limitations around that. And the amazing aspect of having sort of a cocoon of an environment that the infinite healing potential is built in every person, again, starts to amplify, and it's felt here. People eat dinner together. They start chatting together. They have vitamin C IVs every week that are included in the program, and hyperbaric oxygen, and they rotate through a circuit of bioenergy fields therapies that are very sophisticated that help not only strengthen cellular energy and the body's own energy systemically, but they help to strengthen the parasympathetic nervous system, which is really, really important for healthy cell regeneration. And we do a group treatment program that's based on the Simon and Cancer Center's internationally renowned program, Getting Well Again. And so we take people through, out of one of those weeks, a structured intervention model, which I think is just amazing to watch what happens when they're able to focus on very specific strategies for change and to address that illness is a major problem solver.
Oh, it is.
And that it is, I'm sorry, what?
It is. Yesterday, we were in a meeting together, and the stories were just heart-wrenching and heartwarming at the same point, these people. So once again, how you get a hold of us is 561 at Hippocrates Wellness Comprehensive Cancer Program, 561-471, that's 471-8876, so 8876. Until next week, all of you find a way to have such joy in your life that there's no room for sadness, sorrow, or disease. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.